The best way to teach others is by setting a good example. We cannot stay our seat just to judge others because of the attitudes they have. If we do not begin to observe ours, the Bible teaches that with the same rod that we measure, we will be measured, and that is a characteristic of judgment. Every time we give an expression of judgment against someone because we do not agree how they do things or because we consider that they failed, that same measure is returned to us, judging us by how we carry it out or do it. Usually, when we judge someone, we want the eyes to focus on that other person, thus hiding that they cannot see the fault we have. But anyway, I do not want to talk to you about this today. It is only a short reflection that introduces the topic I want to talk to you today in this beautiful morning. And it is about the importance of setting a good example. We are, or we do, what we are. All of our actions are governed by what is in our heart. The nature we carry is observed in everything we do. That is, our actions will speak of what we are. That is right. That is why the best way to teach others is by setting a good example. And I mean that many times we want to correct and we want to implant, for example, in our children, certain behaviors that we consider as good. We want them to manifest it, but they don't see them in us. I will give you a simpler example. You see your son with a cigarette in his hand and you go to talk to him to tell him that is not right. That is not right for him to smoke. That cigarette is not good. But it is what you do in the secret or when you are on the street, and also you do not realize it. More than once, your son has seen you smoking. How can you tell your son, don't smoke because you are going to ruin your life, when you are doing it daily? Giving an advice to a child that alcohol is bad because it alters thinking and leads us to do reckless things that are not correct, bringing remorse every time we use it, giving advice to your child that it is not okay to be an alcoholic, when he sees you every weekend, that you do it without saying no, and not only on weekends, but every night you take your little getaways to drink. How to tell your son to respect his mother when he sees his father who insults her with gestures, words, and actions? The best teaching we can teach our children is the example. How can you tell your son to trust in God when he sees you being worried every day for what you have to pay, anxious, desperate, looking here or there, where to put hands on because you feel that there is no solution? How can you tell your children to believe in God when they see you doubting all the time? Unfortunately, it seems that we live by appearances. We want to cheat on. We want others, starting from the ones that are in our home. We want to cheat on. We want others, starting from the ones that are in our home, to behave well and do their best, but we do not do it that way. The Bible gives us a clear example. There was a man named Paul, who gives us advice in the Word of God. He came to the point of saying, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Now, those are very strong words in the sense of great responsibility that this entails, because usually when it comes to getting closer to God and we see someone who tells us, or we hear someone who tells us, I started looking for God, but I began to see such bad testimonies that I no longer want anything with the church. I no longer want anything with God. The first thing we tell people is, Well, understand that people are human beings and they fail, and you must understand that you are looking for God and not man. There is some reason, but this has also become a certain excuse to avoid having the responsibility of our acts and the bad testimony that we are giving. Our life, my beloved friends, it's very important to God. How we live it, depends on us. God gave it to us as a gift, but what are we doing with it? What is the testimony we are giving? What is the example we give to the next generations? We complain because they are like this or this other way, but what did they see in us? What does the children see from home? What does these young people see in us that we have already reached supposedly a level of maturity? What is the example that we are showing? That is the reason why the Apostle Paul teaches us that it will be a blessing that we can tell others, you know what, imitate me because I imitate Christ. But it is difficult for us to do so because it seems that it is better to flee from responsibility and hide those things or those little things that makes us fail. It is like the one who does not carry his Bible in his hand because he knows that he is committing certain sins. And the first thing people are going to do is judge that Bible that he carries in his hands. Or like the one who does not place a biblical message on the back of his car because he knows that at any moment he gets angry and has not learned self-control, but he gets despair and begins to insult others. And then everyone who sees the biblical verse in the car will tell him, this person is incoherent because he talks about love but expresses hatred and curse. Then it seems like it is easier to hide and hide who we are in Christ to avoid being criticized, but also to flee from our responsibility to do things well. The Bible says that if we do have Christ in our heart, we are in the world. We are not of the world, but we are for the world. We are an open letter. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, you are the salt of the earth, and if the salt loses its flavor, it will be trampled on. Today, many disparage of God and the church, and they do not do it just because. Could it be that we are really fulfilling our role? Could it be that as salt of the earth, we only have the title, and we already lost the flavor? Could it be that as light we hide under the bed in order to not shine, and may the eyes of the people be not pending what we do because it seems easier to hide, to go unnoticed, so that no one is aware of what I do? Or do we really shine with the light of Christ and may the people see what he has done in us? That is what it is all about. That is why Paul writes here in Philippians chapter 3. I like this wonderful word in Philippians chapter 3, where he speaks to this church and he says something wonderful about the importance of making a difference. Let's look at what the Apostle Paul writes and the advice he gives them. He tells them, dear brothers, take my life as a model and learn from those who follow our example. How about if we meditate on this today? You want the world to be better, but you do not change. You consider that others should change, but you remain the same. This is how God made me. No, that is not the excuse, my beloved friend. God did not make you like that. We are wrong. We have allowed ourselves to be influenced and molded by everything that this world tells us that is considered as good, and not really for the purpose of God and for what God considers as really good. Look at your children. Are they following your example? You have said several times, I do not want my children to live what I experienced, but they are living it. You are repeating this story. Where do you want to go? You are going to end up alone. You are destroying yourself, and do not blame others. The world is not guilty of it. The government is not guilty of it. You are making the decisions. No one can tell you how to decide. You make the decisions. What example are you being? Your wife is seeing something in you that is not right, but since nobody can tell you anything, because if they tell you something, then you answer with anger. Forgive me for saying so, but if it is not me through this audio, and thank God I'm not there next to you, because otherwise you hit me, but it is necessary for me to tell you this. Well, you can get upset and turn off the radio, but you have already heard these words, and you will have no excuse, because you are making the decisions. You are not being an example. You are not being an example, the right example. Paul says, take my life as a model. If your children take your life as a model, where are they going to end up? Do you want the same for them? Are you giving them that inheritance? Everyone at some point, or at some point perhaps, you have complained about your wife and you have said, the issue is that my wife is like this and she is like this way, this other way. But in all the years you are with your wife, have you been a good example for her? If she is in front of you to tell what good example she has seen in you, she would say it quickly without thinking and without having to meditate and look for a little she can look from you, or vice versa. Woman, if we ask your husband about what good example he has seen in you, he would say it quickly, or he would have to sit down to analyze, because all the things he is seeing in you are not correct. It would be good to analyze ourselves, because we are affecting others' lives. Not only ourselves, and not only there, but also in the end, we will render account to God of how we are living life, of this wonderful gift the Lord has given us. It is time to let go of pride, the haughtiness that does not allow us to see beyond our noses, and realize that we are not being a good example. That is why the word of the Lord continues to say here. The Apostle Paul continues to tell the church of the Philippians in verse 18, chapter 3. Look what he says. I already told you several times, and now I repeat it again with tears in my eyes. There are many whose behavior shows that they are true enemies of the cross of Christ. We can die deceived, thinking that we are Christians and that we are going to receive heaven, but starting from our house, we already live in hell. Do you think that is right? Do you think that going to a church, to a service, clapping beautifully, crying, singing very beautiful, makes you holy and acceptable before God? No, my beloved friend. This is not about the one who sings and prays tithes. In God, there are no tithes. You are or you are not. And the way you are living is really speaking a lot if God is in your heart. Or if really you are deceiving yourself, because it is so easy to us to justify ourselves and to deceive ourselves by giving a tithe and an offering. We believe that we have earned heaven. Meanwhile, at home, we do not give in even so that our children could be well. In the street, we are known as people who are very good people. They speak well about us in the street, but is the same that our children, wife or husband says about us? No, they have a different concept. You go to the church, you gather to praise God, you smile at everyone, and everyone speaks well about you. They say, what a good example is this person. But is this true, my beloved friends? At home, it is the opposite. What is the example you are giving? May your actions speak louder than your words, but in the right way. Today, do not expect the world to change, because the perspective you have is the wrong one. It is from the inside out, in this case, Waiting for others to change without me doing it is a waste of time. Father, I thank you for this simple word. Thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being there. And because it is in your love that you exhort us and remind us that it is important to be a good example, that many times we can deceive ourselves and end up being enemies of the cross, being your enemies, Lord, because we become incoherent. There is no coherence in what we think, speak, or do, and what we let pass, because we consider it to be something normal, but it is not like that. Lord, help us to be truly sorry and not having a little regret, because a true repentance, Lord, brings us a true transformation in the way of thinking, and we can only achieve it by seeing what we cannot see. So, give us your Holy Spirit to see what we cannot see in ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. Do you have Instagram? I invite you to follow me. There you find me as Pastor Elias HC. The same on Facebook and Twitter. And if you enter YouTube, don't forget to search the channel on YouTube, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo, and click on subscribe. I send you a hug. Blessings.